Welcome to Dev Radio. Today we're talking with Gio and Thay. I hope I'm saying your names right. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right, great. And you guys are all the way here from Thailand.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm here in Chicago on the other side of the planet. And I want to talk to you about your project, the Linden Project, which recently won the Imagine Cup. Can you tell me about it?
Linden is a soil analysis equipment because as there are many resources in the world that cannot be renewable, and one of them is soil. Especially the soil for planting is very special. That doesn't mean you cannot just put this any soil that you can find in the street and put in for planting. And currently, technology for planting is quite destroy the nutrition in the soil. That means farmers have to waste more money to buy a chemical to develop their soil. So that's why we do our project Linden. This is an equipment that can analyze the nutrition in the soil. They just plug in the equipment in their soil, and it is very easy to use.
So there's a piece of equipment that you put into the soil and that integrates with a cell phone. Is that correct?
Yes.
What kind of equipment is that? Is that an expensive custom piece of equipment, or is it something you can buy at your local hardware store?
Oh, well, we are still analyzing for the customer for in the business. So, but okay. I think it might be buy in the local.
So what exactly are you testing for in the soil with your app?
Okay, for the chemical that we measure, there are three things, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those are important because if the soil has those, it will grow plants well. And if it lacks those, if it doesn't have those chemicals, then it those elements, then it will not grow plants. Is that the idea?
Yes. And each crop have the different requirement. But but these three parameters is like a majority.
Okay. Interesting. I like the fact that you're focusing on a non-renewable resource like soil. This is a nice sustainability problem that Earth faces. Was that your goal that you set out to do, is to build something that's going to make the world a better place?
Yeah, of course. We really hope that our equipment can make like in agriculture better.
Okay. And the application, is it available in the phone store right now?
Yes.
How many downloads have you had so far?
It's about, we are not promote our application yet because we are waiting for the hardware completely.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So the download is about 100 download. Yeah.
Okay. So you need the hardware in order to run the application, or in order for the application to be useful.
Yes. If working with hardware, it will work completely. Because, the hardware can tell you what happened with the soil, what is going to be, and can analyze the data from the hardware. If you use only the application, it will show you just only the data from the internet or the own data.
Oh, the data from the internet, are you using Azure?
Yes, we're using Azure for storing our data, because after we plug the hardware into the soil, and the hardware will send the data into the mobile, and the mobile will send data to the cloud, into the Azure for storage and analyze and return the data into the mobile one more.
Oh, interesting. So the phone just becomes a data collection device. All of your analysis is being done in Azure. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Are you using table storage or SQL databases, or how are you storing the data?
Are we storing it in the SQL database in the cloud?
Yeah. Okay. Are you using any of the big data or machine learning tools in Azure?
We use SQL and Web5 and the notification hub. Yes. We okay. analyze our data in the SQL statement.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you're using mobile services also.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about on the client side? Tell me what were the big challenges, the technical challenges you had in building this application? What was the hardest part to build?
So I have to say that this equipment is not perfectly, cannot be perfectly used because in three parameters, as I have said earlier, there's one parameter that everyone, I have to tell you that everyone in this field is still researching. I have nitrogen plus potassium and phosphorus, right? So for the nitrogen one is the hardest one because everyone still research in this one. That's why we have said that we haven't promoted our application yet because the hardware is not cannot be perfectly used.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we develop our sensor with my team. We cooperate with the government in Thailand, so they provide us our knowledge on an advisor. So we choose to develop the sensor by ourselves. Yes. Our sensor cannot buy in the market or the internet. Just only special for the lending team.
Mm, okay. Did you take advantage of BizSpark at all to build this?
Oh yeah, we use BizSpark. Microsoft support us a BizSpark to run our startup. Now we are a startup, so. We use the Azure license from BizSpark too.
I see. Tell me a little bit about the Imagine Cup competition. How was that?
So for last year, we compete in Imagine Cup Thailand 2014, right? And we are looking for the theme that will be like challenging us, and we look through the all USA theme, and so finally we take this theme agriculture. That is quite interesting because I think that very few people will be interested in this field. Uh-huh. And we have won for the third prize in citizen theme, and we have we also won the special prize from USAID. This is if they think that any project that is good and is have the same theme as they said, they will provide us a special reward, and we have got it.
Oh, special prize, and you won third place. Is that in Thailand?
Yes, in Thailand.
Okay, so I haven't been to an Imagine Cup event, but if you win the third place in Thailand, do you advance to some world event as well?
Not really, because already first prize they will got a chance to be promoted, and they will can compete through the final round in the world.
Okay. There's a lot of people watching this that are interested in building something that's eco-friendly, something, a green-type business. Do you have any advice for them?
For the green, do you mean for the green eco-company or something like that?
Yeah, for an environmentally friendly business like yours.
If you mean in inventory business, I think there's many, many seeing that they can pick up not just the soil, because there's many resource that is very interesting, like water or something like any resources that can make people's life better.
Okay. Yeah. Your application, now that you have it analyzed in the soil, you're building the hardware now. Once you get the hardware, do you have some plans to add new features or to enhance it in some way?
Yes, of course. Do you mean like after the analyzing, after just...
Yeah, will there be a version 2 of your application with even more cool features?
Because now our equipment that they can analyze that, something like what plant do you that is suitable for the soil that you have now? That means they don't have to buy a new soil. They just buy some special fertilizer that is suitable for the soil, and that is they can optimize the resource that they have. I think for the version 2 or further features that we will make, it might be something like more analyzing in that soil.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are you you guys are in school now, is that right?
Still in university.
University, okay. Are you still competing in the Imagine Cup?
Yes, for this year we still compete the Imagine Cup again, and still in the same field, because this year we do for the aquaculture, we do the water monitoring device for like farmer, or I call farm. It's like farming because it's a aquaculture, and we won again in World Citizenship in the second prize, and also got the special prize from USAID. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. This is another mobile application that integrates with hardware?
It's hardware and mobile application. It's like come up with together.
And another green project, another eco-friendly project.
There are many U.S. Embassy staff that they come to see our project, and they were interesting. They told me that in fact, because it's a water monitoring device, it just can use not only in farming. The government can just use it in any water that they have in the city, and they just measure like the parameter, the quality of the water that they have in the city.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that is exciting. It sounds like you've got some important people interested in your projects.
Yes, I feel very excited too.
All right. Well, I want other people to learn about your project as well. I understand you have some links out there. Where can people read more about your project?
Oh, yeah. So we have our Facebook page for LinkedIn, and also the new project that I have told you that we have competed in the Imagine Cup this year. It's called Lennam.
Okay.
And we also have the YouTube video for our LinkedIn.
A YouTube video and a Facebook page. I'm actually looking at the Facebook page right now, and it's all in Korean, so I'll have to use some translator to... it's actually auto-translate. My browser is auto-translating for me.
Yeah, so sorry.
Today the team played Dust. Get a chance to... Look at that. Nice.
But anyway,
the YouTube video is really cool.
Yeah, but anyway, you can message in English, okay, and we can reply you.
I might just do that.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for being on my show.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you very much.
And this has been another episode of Dev Radio. Thanks for watching.